Welcome to church, everybody. Amen. We're going to do things different tonight. We're going to start with our teaching, and then we're going to have praise and worship, and then we're going to have our prayer and our time with the Lord. And we're doing this so that if anyone feels that they need to leave when the 8 o'clock hour comes, you can slip out quietly and pick up your children or not, or no, don't leave them here. But we want to give you an opportunity to do what you feel good about. And then, of course, we've made a plan. We're going to actually trade out the children's church so everyone gets to come to the service. So we're working on this. This is our first run at it. So let's just agree it's going to go good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are we ready? Let's open our Bibles to Mark 9. Mark 9. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Mark 9. I loved Andre's teaching on the kingdom. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was so good. And made me think about all the teachings that I have on the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so I got to thinking about that, and I thought, well, I've got something I want to say to y'all. What I want to do is I want you, because I know you all can do this, I want you to just track with me. So this won't be like a three-point sermon or a exact teaching, but just track with me through some points, okay? See, the Lord's already in that with us, amen. So, Mark 9, 1, and we're welcoming our internet audience. Hi, everybody, okay. He said to them, assuredly, I say to you, that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God present with power. Okay, now verse 2, 6 days, now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up on a mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His clothes became shining, exceedingly white like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. And Elijah appeared to them with Moses and said, and they were talking with Jesus. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Because he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid. A cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. Suddenly, when they had looked around, they saw no one anymore, but only Jesus with themselves. So what we see here now is that they saw the kingdom of God. They were the ones that Jesus was talking about. He said, some of you are going to see the kingdom. Peter, James, and John saw the kingdom. So I want to talk to you about that. And I want you to just listen to this verse. This is Matthew 7:12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So Jesus is talking to them about entering in with love, because you know what that is right there? That's the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so evidently here in these scriptures, we see a gate that leads to life. Did you see it? The gate is the golden rule, or the gate is love. You're going to go the narrow way when you go with love. The selfish broad way is when you just go with the world and it's just about you. But the narrow road is love. Now, church, we have a commission. You all know what the commission is. We need to be blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. So if you're going to be a blessing, you're going to have to be blessed. Okay. So blessed to be a blessing. And then we understand that our motive in all that we do is love. Amen. Now, according to Matthew 7, by the motive of love, or the golden rule, which we're just, that's a short way to put it, we can enter, if you go look up that word there, life, that gate to life, that life is the word Zoe. Okay? It's the word Zoe. And so that word, we say it's a God kind of life. But if you want to get real technical, in the translation we need tonight is life minus time. Life minus time. Zoe life is life minus time. It's eternity. It's the heavenly realm. It's the kingdom realm. Are you walking with me so far? Okay, so keep walking along here with me. So we go into by love, and we get a picture of what we need and bring it to pass on a road. By building a road in the realm. Okay? Did you get that? Okay. Do I need to repeat that? Okay. We can go into, by love, into eternity, and get a picture of what we need, because we need stuff to be a blessing. And you need stuff. And bring it to pass by building a road in the realm. In what realm? In the eternal realm. In the life minus time realm. Okay. Now, we do that. Everybody in here can answer that by speaking. By speaking, that's how you do it. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, declaring in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make a highway. John did it by what? Preaching and prophesying. That's how he did it. Okay? The prophet John. He did John the Baptist. He did that. So he brings it in. So that's faith. That's what faith is. So you go to the Word. And then you put it in your heart and you speak it out your mouth. That's the way we've said it for 40 years. Okay. So, now, what we understand about hope is this. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope is a picture. Hope is not, well, I'm wishing that something comes to pass. That's worldly hope. But scriptural hope means, hey, I saw something, and this could happen. Yeah. I saw something, and you know what? This could really be. Yeah. Hope is like a picture. Yeah. Faith is like a rope. Mm-hmm. You hope, and then that rope pulls in what you've been hoping for. Yeah. Children's Church, 1995. Yeah. Okay, so what we see here is that it's a blueprint. When I built my house, I had to have the plans because I wanted them to put the electricity where it was supposed to be. Okay? And so I had the plans. Well, you get the plan and then you get it in the realm. And then you're going to begin by faith to bring it into this atmosphere. We call it, because we're all computer people, downloading. Yeah. Okay. Now, we know that we meditate the Word. When we meditate the Word, we will form pictures. Will we? And in our imagination and our spirit, we begin to get pictures. We also know that we get pictures from dreams, from visitors, from visions, from prophecies. You get pictures. And so God has always given people pictures. He gave Abram the sand and the stars. He gave Joseph a dream. He gave Jacob a dream and a picture. He gave Peter a vision. He gave Paul a visitation. So we see that God is always enlightening us. Now, we're enlightened by the written word. By meditation, it becomes alive to us. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you'll meditate upon it day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written in. Then you're going to have good success. So you could meditate on this, you can eat this, and you're going to get pictures. Yes. Yeah. Or you could, and I advise to always stay with this, God could give you a dream. God could give you a prophetic word. And you need to know if that prophetic word was from God or not, of course. But, and you guys know, as Jesse said earlier, know when to spit out the bones. Because you're big. But we know this, that Jesus said, and Andre said this this weekend, if you're going to get your stuff, you're going to seek the kingdom of God. So you're going to have to seek God and his righteousness, or the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything else gets added to you. You know, in the military, you don't have to buy your own uniform, bring your own car. Okay, so it's the same thing. If you're an ambassador, he was talking about being an ambassador, all your needs are supplied. Okay, so in the kingdom of God, it's like that. So many people see the kingdom, though, just as God's rule and God's reign. But what we know is the kingdom is God's realm. So it is rule, it is reign, but it's realm. There's a glory realm. There's a heavenly realm. I feel it right now. Okay, so the word says that you're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. So you need the word, but you need spirit. You need to worship God in spirit. Walk with me, please. Okay, now we're spirits. We're in this spirit realm. And Jesus said, pray this way. Thy kingdom come. How is it in heaven?
Great.
It's good. Okay, so that's what we're to pray. So God's will then is heaven on earth. And I've heard people, that some people say, well, our pastor told us that the Holy Spirit's with us, but heaven is not on earth. Well, I beg to differ, because over in Deuteronomy it says that you can have days of heaven on earth. And I'm telling you, you have a little bit of heaven on the inside of you, because I'm telling you, the Garden of Eden didn't disappear. It moved. It's on the inside of you.
Amen.
Now, so you have that realm in you, and there's a realm around you, okay? So we also know this. Now, we're putting all these pieces together on purpose, okay? We also know this. 1 Corinthians 2 taught us, and we looked at that maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. It says, eye hath not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things of God, the things that God has prepared for those that he loves or and that love him. Okay, so what we understand is five senses then can't pull from the realm. Spirit has to pull from the realm. So you have to quiet your soul. Yeah. You have to quiet, am I right? You have to quiet your soul, and you have to pull spirit from the realm. People, even Christians want to skip that part. Yeah, they do. They want to just come in with mental assent. Well, we know how faith works. I'm going to speak it out my mouth, blah, 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 blah. But I'm telling you, you have to realize put all these pieces together and understand how things are really happening, because your soul will get in the way. Okay. Now, so we're aware of that. Now, interesting enough, do you remember something Jesus said? He said that the children of this generation know how to work their system better than the children of light. Not anymore. Not anymore. Today, the children of God are moving in authority like never before. And they're understanding what ecclesia really means. They're understanding that. They're understanding who they really are. Sons of God who actually do have authority in this earth. They understand that Jesus didn't come as Son of God. He came as Son of Man. He is God, but he came as a man so he could show men what they could do when they were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is just fun to go over, isn't it? Okay, because you guys know this stuff. Now, so we're citizens, we're connected to, and should be working with heaven. Now, what is Hebrews 12 teaches us that we work with heaven, that we've come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Mount Zion, okay? And so we have come there, and so we work with an innumerable company of angels, the General Assembly, the spirits of just men made perfect, God the judge of all, the blood of Jesus, Jesus our mediator. Yeah. So we're working with the cloud of witnesses. We're working with, they're not just sitting up there playing harps. People are busy, but there's no opposition. There's no oppression. This is real good. They get their job done and they go on a picnic or go skiing or whatever. You know, I'm always skiing. I don't know how I get there, but praise the Lord. Okay, so this is all available to us in the realm. Did you hear what Andre said about Sharon? He said new angels have come to assist her in the move. Now, you know, you go some churches that go, angels, what? Angels? I mean, is that really real? But you know that the angelic forces are with you. Thank God for that. Thank God you read the Bible. Amen. And so you have these forces. Now, a lot of people would have had trouble with thinking that people on the other side know what you're doing or know about you. No. They don't know the bad stuff you're doing. They're not watching you take a shower. Don't worry. But they have a sense of what's going on. In the spirit part. You're not getting, you know, you're like, oh Lord, has mom seen what all I've done? I mean, no, mom has not. But she is rooting you on. Okay. Uh-huh. My mother's not saying good gravy anymore. See, we're sitting in church and she goes, shh, good gravy, all the time. Try to make us be quiet in church. And Debbie and all her friends are over passing notes to all the teenagers and everything, you know. I wanted to be in on it, but I was little, so praise the Lord. Anyway, but this heavenly system is working with you, okay? Now, Matthew 13:15 says, if you can see it, if you can see it, you can change and be healed. Now, you'll know Matthew 13 when I mention Mark 4 to you and Luke 8. That's the sower sows the seed. And so it said, Jesus said right there, if you can see and understand, you can be changed. All you have to do is be able to see and understand. Keep walking with me. So, see what? What did it say you could see in those scriptures? The word. The sower sows the word. But one of the translations says the word of the kingdom. Yeah, the word of the kingdom. And so if you could see the word of the kingdom, see that extra connection there? And if you go study all three of them, I have written over in Mark 4, which doesn't even mention much about the kingdom. I wrote over there how the kingdom of God works. Because, see, he approves. Glory to God. He's about to say, this is my daughter in whom I am well pleased. That's a whole nother story. You know, when half of them heard the thunder, the others heard a voice. Perception. Okay. Lord, give us perception tonight. So my question to you then, having walked through this, is do you want to see the kingdom? Okay. So let's go to the door. So the door is going to be Matthew 16 and 17, Mark 9 and Luke 9, because they tell of this certain happening that we just read a few minutes ago. The metamorphosis or the transfiguration. And this is where you're going to see the kingdom of God. Okay. So Jesus, a little ahead of that, he's saying, who do y'all say that I am? Who am I? And so they start answering, you know, Peter goes good on that. And then he starts telling them that he's going to suffer, he's going to die, and that he's going to rise on the third day. And they're going, what? You know, this is going to happen. Okay. But then he says, oh yeah. And by the way, some of you here are going to see this kingdom before you die. So that's what I was reading to you at the first. So I'll make you full circle here. Now here we have Peter, James, and John, and they're seeing the kingdom manifest. Now, in all three of the chapters, we see the report. There's a report given. He tells them that they're gonna see this. He called it a vision in one place and told them, don't go tell this vision. Remember that? So just first here, let's talk about what they saw, what Peter, James, and John actually saw. They saw Jesus and Moses and Elijah. In the name of Jesus, we declare fair weather. We bind every strong wind in Jesus' name. No hell on our cars. No hell on our properties. No wind damage. No leaves down. No limbs down in Jesus' name. Okay. Now, so the Messiah, the lawgiver, and the prophet are standing there together in the realm. Moses lived 1,400 years before Jesus. Elijah lived 900 years before Jesus. So they appear in the glory. The glory realm comes down. Jesus and his clothes are altered. He's white looking. That's light. They're in this glory light, okay? And he just lit up. And then there was glory on Moshe also, and on Elijah, Moses. Moses and Elijah. And then now Jesus has already told them they're going to see the kingdom of God. Now, listen to this scripture, Matthew 11:12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Right? Okay. For all the prophets in the law prophesied until John. You with me? Y'all still here?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you have to walk through this with me. Now, here we see the law and the prophets prophesied until John. But then he preached it. He preached the kingdom. The law and the prophets told about it. They prophesied about it. Here we see John, he comes along and he starts preaching the kingdom. Luke 16:16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached and every man presses into it. So when the kingdom began to be preached, then you had to press into it.
Yeah.
It's what is preached? Declared. You're declaring. Preaching to me is teaching like you're prophesying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Preach. Prophesy, teach to me. Okay? So here it is. He's starting to declare it and bring it in. What does it say about him? The voice of one crying in the wilderness. He's not wham wham crying. He's declaring. He's saying, make a way for the king. Make a way for Mashiach. Make a way for him to come in. See? He's saying the Christ is here. The Christ is on the earth. Making a way for him. Okay. Now, so we see the law and the prophets then meeting with Jesus. Peter gets excited. Let's build tabernacles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then this voice comes down. Boom. Says, this is my beloved son, hear him. So stop making your plans. I'll just say that a few times. So stop making your plans. Stop making your plans and hear him. Hear him. What's he saying? Okay. Now, they wanted to hear Moses and Elijah. But the law and the prophets gave way to Mashiach. They gave way to Yeshua.
That's good.
Okay? What's Elijah in Hebrew? Eliyahu? 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 Something like that. Moses is Moshe. They gave way to the Mashiach. Yeshua Mashiach. Okay? So they're there. They're just helping you get into the Hebrew picture while they're up there, see? Okay, so they're up there. They give way to him. Now, what's going on here? See, the law and the prophets had prophesied of the kingdom. Then John preached it. And now it's time to listen to the Messiah. So it's going to change hands. Jesus is bringing in the kingdom. And this is a picture. It is a picture of the kingdom. It's like, here it is. Okay, we told you about it. We're coming over here. We're passing the baton. We've already passed it to John, and now we're just going to go This is yours, and we're here to let you know. But now keep in mind that Jesus has come up into the realm, and he's getting pictures. He's come up into, so I'll just give you a little extra stuff. But he's come up, and now he's getting a picture. He gets a picture of what's going on. So he would be ruling and reigning now. They came and they talked of his exodus. They were making plans of his triumphant victory over the enemy, and they were seeing him on the other side. Okay? What did they see? Two men came from heaven. There is the kingdom. Better yet, listen to this. Two men came in glorified bodies. They came from heaven, but they came in glorified bodies, because we know Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind in his own body. And the Bible says that God buried Moses, and you can't find his grave. It's a very strong belief that he went to paradise in his earth suit. So, interesting that we have these two men in glorified bodies talking to Jesus about his exodus. He that hath an ear, let him hear this. You have to hear this. He is talking about it. They're showing him a picture. Hey, you're going to get a glorified body. Look at us.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Now, Jesus has already been talking about his death, so they weren't bringing that information. He already knew about that. I believe the Lord showed me that they came as a picture to give him a picture.
Yeah.
We know that he rose also in a glorified body. That's one thing. And I think that's what they were saying. Come on, let's do it. We've got a glorified body here. And I think because of the original word here used for decease, which is exodus, that they were giving him a real picture of death. You're going to get out of pain. You're going to be out of pain. You're going to be out of bondage. You're going to be out of humiliation. And you're going to come into the beautiful skies of the promised land. They're giving Jesus a picture of this. And there's a picture also of that. Here's your picture. He's getting a picture from the glory realm.
Yeah.
That's your picture. Okay. Now, so they're giving him a picture also that the kingdom of God was going to be turned over to him. So the law and the prophets give way to the Messiah. Now, what does the picture do for us? I told you one thing, but let me just name off four things. First, that Jesus has fulfilled the law and the prophets, and he's now in charge of the kingdom. Okay? Number two, they show us that departed saints live in glory in the presence of the Lord. So if you believe in soul sleep, you better rethink it, because the Bible shows to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And then one day your body's going to be present with the Lord. And Jesus's body is. He is the Lord. Praise the Lord. How'd that work out? Okay. Now, third, they all three show us that God will raise us glorified one day, because they were raised glorified. They're wearing their earth suits turned glorious. They're not flesh and blood. They're flesh and bone. Their blood is what's flowing inside of them is Zoe. Yeah. Life and light. Life and light is flowing through them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, don't worry if you're thinking that's hell. I can tell you exactly when one piece of hell hits that roof, and it'll be gone when it gets here. You can tell right away, and we'll all go, no, if it comes. It's actually been avoiding us. Thank you, Jesus, because we told it to. Now, okay, so when Jesus prayed, something happened. When Jesus prayed, something happened. He was praying right before the transfiguration. When he prayed, the gate opened. And he stepped into the realm and began to download pictures and download what was to happen next, that the kingdom of God was now ushered into the earth. You with me? Okay, so prayer then would be a door. Right? Y'all hear? Prayer would be a door. Jesus did just what we've been talking about by the motive of love. He went through into eternity, life minus time, and he got to his future. He turned white right then. He got a taste of the glory. You probably didn't realize it on these glory nights. That you're getting a picture of heaven when you feel the anointing and the color of the room changes and all these things happen when the glory comes. You're just getting a picture of what's coming. So you've come into the kingdom. The law and the prophets give way to you. You will be glorified and you will make your exodus. That's what was happening. The word exodus is literally departure. The word is only used twice in the New Testament. That's with Jesus and at Kepha's death. Peter called him Kepha. That's his name in the Greek. And so he also, this word was used at his time. Now, why was this a picture of the kingdom? Because it was in the spirit realm. Yeah. I know, this has to be kingdom. Not for idiots, but for simpleness. We all need to hear it in simple form and go back. It's because this is how it is. That's what the picture is, okay? We have to understand this. It's in the spirit realm. The kingdom is in the spirit realm. We're not talking about that doctrine that went around called kingdom now. But it is kingdom now. But it's not that thing that they... Some of us remember it. We're not even going to talk about that. But this is real. Every vision, every dream, every prophecy, every word from the Word of God is kingdom. It's real. And there are pictures. There are pictures of what roads you need to build. Come on.
Yeah.
What are you going for? Get it from the realm and build the road and it will manifest. See it in the spirit and build the road with your mouth and it will manifest. It's as close as the cells of your body if you want to know the truth. John G. Lake really taught us that. The spirit of God's on the inside of you and you can actually have the spirit of God get into every cell of your body. You can certainly get it to manifest here. Say, well, this is just way out there. Well, go study quantum physics. Because that chair you're sitting in right now is moving. The particles in everything, in any kind of mass, is actually moving. It's being held together. Now, science has a way that they think it's being held together, but I can tell you how it's held together. By the word of his power. The scripture says so. So I just know that that's the truth. But all of these things are made, these things are made. God put everything into the earth that the realm could influence, brick and mortar. Everything that the realm can influence is already here. And you get it, you get the hope, the picture from the realm, and you begin to build the road, and it will work, it will manifest. And my friends, the devil will use it too. You can take the flu if you want to. You can take sickness if you want to. Because you have a will. Or you can move away from that and you can take healing. You can take health. It's your choice. And your body will respond to whichever realm. You can live just in the natural world. Many, many Christians do. Where everything's just natural. Or you can live supernatural. Where there's super on your natural and things actually change. Praise the Lord. So, Moses and Elijah gave Yeshua a picture of his future. He'd come into his kingdom rule. He found out what his future was. And then what does he do? He goes out and sends out 70. And he told them to heal the sick. And what did he tell them to say after that? The kingdom of heaven is here. Go out and heal the sick. Lay hands. Lay hands on the sick. Heal them and say, hey, the kingdom is here. What's happening? Releasing that power. Releasing that power of God. Releasing the realm. And my friends, that's what Oral Roberts did. That's what all the famous preachers you know did. I was watching Oral Roberts this morning, little bitty boy about this big. They picked him up and his bones were just flat on the inside. He couldn't walk. They said, well, you know, he's probably not going to make it too long. And Oral set him up on his lap. And he said, now everybody pray with me. And the whole crowd started praying. And he just said simple prayers. God, thank you for healing this young man. This little guy had on all these contraptions and trying to walk and everything. They took all that off, set him on the lap, prayed for him. And his name was Gary. Now, Gary, do you believe that the Lord's going to heal you? Yes, I came because the Lord's going to heal me. He saw it and he spoke it. He knew there was power in that tent. He knew that God could heal him. And so Oral prayed for him and set him down. Little boy just took off. Of course, the crowd went wild. It's that simple. And that's in you. That's in you. We're not here just to have a bless me club. We're here to equip you so that you can go out and lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover just like that. Divine appointments are everywhere. Deb went to town today. And she went to go buy Sharon a going away present from all of us. And so what happens? I said, well, where were you so long? She says, oh, I met this lady and I went over to her house and prayed for her husband. And he's here. Now, so they're out there. Yeah. Now, I'd advise you, check whose house you follow to. But this was a legit thing that happened. Okay, so, but I mean, it's people are ready for you. Yes. And you're like, well, I don't know if it's going to work. It's not up to you. Right. Do you believe Jesus is the healer? Yes. Do you? Yes. Do you believe Jesus is the healer? Yes. Do you believe Jesus is the healer? Yes. Well, then all you have to do is lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Just get, you said, but it didn't work last time. Keep going.
Yes.
Keep praying for people. You will see it happen. Amen. So the word of God, dreams, visions, prophecies will give you a picture of your future. Now, I will say this and we'll close. If you can see it, you can have it. And I'll prove it to you by scripture. Elijah said to Elisha, if you see me when I go, you'll get a double portion. If you see me when I go. He saw him. He saw him in the realm. See, he saw him get into the heavenly vehicle and go. If you see it, you can have it. If you see you're healed, you'll be healed if you begin to get your mouth lined up with what you're seeing. There's just two things you have to do. Believe and speak. But you can't just make the confession. You got to believe it in your heart. You can't believe it in your head, because if you go to a faith church long enough, you're going to hear Jesus heals every time you come. And you go, yeah, Jesus heals. But you feed that into your realm, into your spirit. You feed that from the word of God and the realm comes and sticks to it. And so then you're empowered with this energy, and you have this energy, and then you release it, and the realm goes out to other people. And you can direct it all you want to. For the glory of God, of course. If you see it, you can have it. This is my point. If you will see the kingdom, if you will see the word of the kingdom, and you will speak what you see, you will have it. That's faith. That is all faith is. It's just a bigger picture. Come on, praise and worship team. Father, we thank you for the kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that we have inherited this kingdom. We are children of the kingdom. And Father, I pray for the internet audience, and I declare in the name of Jesus that they get a picture of the kingdom, of the realm. They get a picture of what God has for them. And they pull it into this realm by building a road with words in Jesus' name. You can build a road with praying in English, and you can build a road by praying in your heavenly language. And so be sure and be doing that. That's how faith works. You put it in your heart, you speak it out your mouth. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Good night.